everybody, and happy Thursday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radioland. Adam McDonald alongside Josh Knupp with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in overcast and warm Jupiter, Florida. Site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between your visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, who are the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Today we have game three of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. And I kid you not, we are going to start on time. We are going to play nine innings. And it looks like we're going to be able to play nine innings uninterrupted. The weather is actually good. Who would have thought? Last time we left off last night, the Mets were getting drubbed in a doubleheader by the Hammerheads as we were rained out on Tuesday, played the double dip yesterday. The Mets lost a tough one in game one, coughed up a 2-0 lead, lost 3-2 on a walk-off in game one, and then game two, the worst margin of defeat all season. A laugher, 17-0 in favor of Jupiter, and that game was actually rain-shortened as lightning started to flash around the sky at the start of the seventh inning, and we did not get to play at the top of the seventh. But at that point, I think everybody was all right with calling it a day and moving on to game three of this series. Mets, with the two losses yesterday, are 23-41. Jupiter is 35-30 on the season. And this is the final day of the first half. We start anew tomorrow. So the Mets trying to end on a positive note in the first half and trying to shake off yesterday's 20 unanswered runs by Jupiter across the doubleheader. Bringing my partner for tonight, Josh Knupp. Josh, you want to take us around the Florida State League standings in the first half?
Of course, yeah. It's going to be a quick overview.
Okay.
Unless you're Palm Beach or Clearwater, you might as well have just not played. They have it both. The East for Palm Beach is wrapped up. Clearwater was able to do it a couple weeks ago. They have the West. And there you have it. Everybody else is eliminated from contention.
Josh, you did bring up a good point that at least for some teams, it would behoove them to continue to play well. Because for those who don't know the playoff format, let's say Palm Beach or Clearwater repeated as half champions in the second half, then the tiebreaker is the next best overall record through the entire season. Unfortunately for the Mets, they are way back in that category. They're 11 and a half games worse than second place Jupiter. But for a team like Jupiter and Daytona, Bradenton, Fort Myers, Dunedin, they're all kind of jumbled up there, so still something for those teams to play for just in case there is a repeat half winner. Of course, teams usually don't repeat in the second half because all their top players from the first half are promoted, and there will be another team will rise to the top. But that's to be decided in the second half. Today we have one more game in the first half, as does everybody else around the Florida State League. There was a couple of games already taken care of today. Bradenton and Lakeland started at 11 o'clock. Lakeland won that game by a score of 13-4. Tampa and Fort Myers are in a doubleheader over in Tampa. Fort Myers won game one 2-0. Game two is coming up shortly. The other games are Clearwater at Dunedin and Palm Beach at Daytona. Both of those series are tied at a game apiece. We'll take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we will have the starting pitching matchup in the lineups for tonight's ball game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Reminder that Mets manager Gilbert Gomez is on his six-day break, which is provided to all staff members across the Mets minor leagues affiliates. Gilbert, he's been in contact with the team, the coaching staff, the broadcaster as well, so he's never too far removed from the situation. You know, he's anxious to get the second half started tomorrow, but he'll be back next week at home against Dunedin. Yukari De La Cruz will be the acting manager, the regular bench coach. We're joined by Luis Rivera, who is here to assist. He's the infield rover in the Mets system. A plate meeting with Yukari and Nelson Prada, the Jupiter manager, just completed with the umpires. Connor Kroll behind the plate, relaying the balls and strikes in the ABS system. And Justin Hopkins is the base umpire. Pitching matchup for today's game, and boy, the Mets could use a lift after what happened yesterday. Douglas Orellana will get the start, the 21-year-old righty from Caracas, Venezuela. This will be start number 8 on his season, game number 12. He is 2-2 with a 3.95 ERA and dropping. He's had a good June as he's logged 15 innings, only 9 hits, 5 runs, 8 walks, and 18 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting just 176 against him this month. Of course, two starts ago, he was brilliant, carried that no-hitter through 5 2/3, ended up with 6 shutout innings on 1 hit in a game the Mets ultimately lost. Last time out was here at Roger Dean Stadium against Palm Beach. That was June 15th. He was steady, 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. He retired 9 in a row, then hopped out of the dugout to pitch the 6th inning and cramped up. And the Mets were not going to let him pitch after that cramp, so he had to depart the game, and the bullpen took it over from there. The Mets went on to win. He received a no decision. Douglas Orellana on the mound for the Mets. He will be opposed by Ike Buxton, no relation to Byron, a right-handed pitcher, 22 years old, from Sun Valley, Idaho. He was the Marlins' 15th round pick last year out of Lipscomb University. Buxton, normally a reliever, this will be just his second start. He has 7 relief appearances this year. He's 2-0 with the Hammerheads with a 1.50 ERA. He's only logged 18 innings, and he has 23 strikeouts. So Buxton versus Orellana, the starting pitching matchup. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing short is Jet Williams. Ryland Thomas bats second, plays center. Jacob Reimer hits third. He plays third. He's on a 7-game hit streak. Vincent Perozzo catches and hits cleanup. Karell Paz is in right batting fifth. Jose Hernandez bats sixth. He's the DH. Kevin Villavicencio seventh. He's at second. Yarel Martinez bats first. He hits eighth, or rather he plays first and hits eighth. And Blaine McIntosh bats ninth. Hammerheads taking the field here at Roger Dean, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we send it over to public address announcer John Frost.
Join the Mets and Hammerheads in honoring America this evening. The national anthem is being performed by Petalia Rubin.
It's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. One last time in the first half. Adam McDonald and Josh up with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, where it is overcast and warm. Nice night for a ball game. Shouldn't have any weather issues this evening, as these two teams meeting for the 15th of their 27 scheduled games this season. Tonight, game three of a six-game series. Jupiter leads the current series 2-0 after sweeping yesterday's doubleheader. Hammerheads lead the overall series 9-5. And despite winning four more games than the Mets in the season series and beating the Mets 17-0 last night in game two, Jupiter only has a +4 run differential in the series. Recall the Mets won an 18-4 affair between these teams back in May at Clover Park. Hammerheads in their teal alternate jerseys tonight with the Hammerhead Shark and the Jupiter J and the fish hook on the left chest, with the Jupiter Lighthouse in red, black cap, white pants. Mets sticking with the road gray jerseys, St. Lucie in blue across the front, blue numbers outlined in orange on the back. On the mound for Jupiter is Ike Buxton. His catcher is Sam Prater. The rest of the Jupiter defense sounds like this: at first base, Torrin Montgomery; at second base, Javier Sanoha; the shortstop is Christian Rodriguez; the third baseman is Ian Lewis; in the outfield, Noah Williamson in left, Brett Roberts in center, and Chase Luttrell in right. Notice I did not say Jorge Caballero. At long last, he has been promoted, thank goodness, from the Met standpoint, as Caballero in 13 games against St. Lucie was hitting .523 with 23 hits and 44 at-bats. He was just an absolute terror, and he was up to it again yesterday, tied the game late in game one. So he is no longer the Mets' problem. They can deal with him up in high A Beloit now. Jet Williams set to lead it off for the Mets. Rylan Thomas will be second. Jacob Reimer third. If anybody gets on, Vincent Perozzo. Mets getting ready to battle with the Hammerheads for 9 innings. Home plate umpire Connor Kroll singles for the first pitch. Here it comes from Buxton. It's a fastball for a strike at the knees. And we are underway. First pitch a tad late, 6:34. It's 83 degrees and overcast in Jupiter tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch falls low. A fastball at 95 from Buxton. And it's a ball and a strike on Jet. Williams fouls it off for strike two. Williams yesterday had two hits and a walk in game one, and then took a walk in three chips to the plate in game two. He comes in with a .423 on base percentage. That is the best mark in the FSL. 1-2 breaking ball, slider just missed. Now, before the last series against Palm Beach, Jet wasn't even in the top 10 anymore in the league in on base percentage, but he's gotten on base a ton the last couple of series. Takes this fastball for a called third strike. Looked like it was off the mark, but ABS said it clipped the corner at 96. Not the way you would have thought how Prater caught it. Williams perplexed. He will walk back to the dugout. So a strikeout to start the night for Ike Buxton. Brings up Rylan Thomas, who takes a curveball at 83 for strike one. Thomas cooled off yesterday in the doubleheader and is 11 for 27, though, in his last 8 games. Just 1 for 6 in the 2 games yesterday, as the Mets scored the first 2 runs of the doubleheader, only to see Jupiter score the final 20. You heard right. 0-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed the slider. Strikes out Thomas. Ike Buxton begins his night with consecutive strikeouts. And Jacob Reimer will come up, an early chance to extend his hitting streak to 8 games. Had hits in both the doubleheader games yesterday. Doubleheaders are always tough on hit streaks with the 7-inning games. You might get an at-bat less, especially if you're at the bottom. As Reimer takes a ball below the zone for ball one. Buxton's pitch, a fastball below the knees, 2-0. Buxton, a right-hander, not an overly big fella. Listed at 6'3", 208. As he pumps in a strike to make it a 2-1 count. He was Miami's 15th pick last year out of Lipscomb University. Hails from Sun Valley, Idaho. Reimer swings and misses at the fastball. That'll even the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just the second start of the year for Buxton. He has 7 relief appearances as well. 2-2 pitch, and Reimer will swing over the top of a fastball at 95. Ike Buxton strikes out the side in the top of the first. Douglas Orellana on the mound for the Mets in the bottom half when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
We are ready to start the bottom of the first. We're close to it. Vincent Perozzo being given some extra time. He was on deck when the top of the first ended. Got to gear up again. As the catcher, he's got the pink sleeves on tonight. Vincent Perozzo, pink cleats as well. Douglas Orellana, the high blue socks. On the mound for the Mets, getting the start in game 3 of this series. Start number 8 on the year for him. Game number 12, 3.95 ERA. He's had a really good June, coming off an appearance where he retired the last 9 batters he faced, and he begins Brett Roberts with the high fastball for ball 1. No scores. We start the bottom of the first as this fastball is laid in at 93, belt high. Roberts takes it. One-one, fastball fouled back overhead, strike 2. Roberts, like pretty much every hammerhead, had a really good day yesterday. Started the game-winning rally in game 1 with a 2-out single, scored the winning run. In game 2, had 2 hits, including a 3-run triple. Grounds this ball back at the middle, and that's going to make its way into center field, a base hit for Brett Roberts. Rolled it right off the side of the mound and back up the middle. Fast man aboard for the Hammerheads. Jordan McCants, the designated hitter, is next. See if Roberts wants to test the battery of Orellana and Perozzo early. He's got a big lead held on by Martinez. First pitch curveball is low for ball 1 to McCants. Cants only played in game 1 yesterday, went 2-for-4 in the 2-hole, both singles. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner, 1-and-1. This is an important start for Orellana and the Mets on a 3-game losing streak in which all 3 games were 7-inning games, yet the Mets still gave up 36 runs in those 3 losses. Roberts going, pitches a ball, throw to second base, pretty good, but not in time. Roberts steals second base easily. Got a great jump, slow curveball, beats a good throw. Now he's in scoring position with nobody out, and it's a 2-1 count on McCants. Orellana delivers, a breaking ball swung on and missed, the slider for strike two. Yep, so each of the last three games, Jupiter's only had six innings at the plate. Well, Palm Beach, six innings on Sunday. Jupiter, six innings at the plate in the doubleheader yesterday in each game. Still managed to put up those 36 runs on Mets pitching. There's a slider that wipes out McCants chases for out number one. Key strikeout for Orellana, his first out of the night. Keeps Roberts at second base. Brings up the tough out, Javier Sanoja. When I found out the news that Jorge Caballero was promoted today, I said, that's great. Couldn't they send up Sanoja too? The Beloit? Not yet. Slider misses away. Sanoja, the game-winning hit yesterday. Walk-off single in the bottom of the seventh with two outs. A game that looked destined to go to extra innings. Ground ball poked out to second. DeVicencio throws to first. And that will retire Sanoja. Roberts travels down to third base. But there are two outs. And the first big early moment of this game as the Mets try to get the series back on the rails where it came off yesterday. And to prevent a two-out run in the first inning. The batter will be Chase Luttrell. And he takes a slider for strike one. Trail yesterday in game number two. Two walks, a single, a double. Drove in two runs, scored two runs. Takes this changeup up high. No score, two outs, runner at third, in the bottom of the first. Orellana from the stretch delivers the 1-1 pitch, and it's pulled into right field, and that's going to be caught on the run by Paz. Karel Paz, nice running catch towards the foul line. That ball looked like a hit about 90% of the way there. So, good job by Orellana. Pitches around the leadoff single and the stolen base. Strands Roberts 90 feet from home. We go to the second. No score.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
No scores. We start the second inning with Vincent Perozzo at the plate. Time is called by the umpire. Why? Ball on the field. Loose in front of the Mets dugout. It'll be picked up, and we can resume with Ike Buxton's first pitch. And it's hit right back at the middle. Deflects off the side of the mound right to the shortstop, Rodriguez, who handles it with ease, retiring Grosso by about 10 steps. One pitch, one out for Buxton in the second. Now Buxton struck out the side, only needing 13 pitches to do so in the first inning. One down, Correll Paz is up. Made that nice running catch to save a run. Tries to slash one down the line, but it goes foul. Late swing, trying to hack it over the third base bag. Paz played in both games yesterday, did not get a hit. Takes this pitch in front of the plate for ball one. Went 0 for 5 in the doubleheader with a hit by pitch in game two. Mets only two hits in game two. They only had five hits in game one and none after one out in the fourth. So not only did the pitching go bad yesterday, but the offense didn't do much either. 2-1 pitch, and Paz yanks it to right field towards his counterpart Luttrell, who makes the catch up high for out number two. Five up, five down for Ike Buxton to start this game.
Yeah, really just a dream start for him. 18 pitches. Both balls that were put in play were somewhat of soft contact. The other three outs were the strikeouts in the first inning. So really just a really nice start from Buxton.
Jose Hernandez is next, the DH. Part-time player for the Mets, hitting 250 with the home run and five driven in. Buxton's been on Jupiter since the early part of May. Did not pitch in the series at Clover Park in May. So this is the Mets' first look at him. Fastball fouled away. Mentioned that he was primarily a reliever. Got his first start in his last outing on June 15th. Went 4 2/3, only one hit and one run. Five strikeouts. So he's a guy who, even though he's mainly been a reliever, he can provide some length there. A slow chopper towards third. This is picked by Lewis. Throws on the run and retires Hernandez. Good play at the hot corner by Ian Lewis. Three up, three down again for Ike Buxton. We go to the home second. No score between the Mets and the Hammerheads at Roger Dean.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom of the second, Adam McDonald, Josh Knupp with you from Jupiter. Game three of this six-game series. Last game of the first half. It all starts anew tomorrow. Mets trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Douglas Orellana throws a first pitch changeup for a strike to Lewis. Ground ball foul off towards the Mets dugout. Oh, nice pick by Dan McKinney, pitching coach. A ball and two strikes. Switch hitting Lewis, batting left-handed. Will swing and miss at the changeup. Nice fade right off the plate. Lewis spins himself into a top. It's Rihanna's second strikeout. He's retired four straight. Early developing pitching here at the D. A light crowd tonight. I'd say it's a skewing younger crowd. A thirsty Thursday. See Hamilton R. Head, the mascot down there, dapping it up with the fans.
I just saw him over here taking pictures with these people in front of us, and the fear of sharks does transfer to mascots, it seemed like, with the expression on their face.
People are more dangerous to sharks than sharks are to people, but he is rather intimidating. He's got a smile, but he's got the sharp teeth. There's a foul tip by Rodriguez. It's 1-2.
Yeah, he's not as inviting as Clutches.
No. Big blue dog, yeah. These kids seem to be excited about him. The ball poked foul off the rolled up tarp. Oh, maybe they're getting scared. Screaming. He doesn't bite. There is a person in there, we think. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Another strikeout for Orellana as he gets Rodriguez to whiff on the slider. Consecutive strikeouts in the bottom of the second. Rihanna looking sharp early. Face Torin Montgomery. Montgomery a big hit in game one yesterday, a home run to answer the Mets' two-run top of the third. He has zero interest in swinging at this pitch. Keeps the bat on his shoulder as he takes a strike, 94. Slider away. Ball into strike. That home run for Montgomery yesterday off Ovias was his second. Also had a perfect game, too, with two walks, two hits, and four plate appearances. Swings and misses out a slider, and it's 1-2. Time called. This one by the batter. Montgomery will step out. And then right back in. One-two pitch. Sawed off foul. No score, two outs, nobody on base. Bottom of the second. Mariano's fastball wasted outside. That'll even the count. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two slider. Just missed. Like it might have been high. Full count. Rihanna set with the payoff pitch. Slider down and away for ball four. Montgomery gets back into the count and takes a walk. So this good series continues with the two-out free pass. And we'll bring up the catcher, Sam Prater, caught game one yesterday. Game one of the doubleheader, game one of the series, went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. He takes this fastball high and in. Montgomery on first base, a short lead. He's only attempted two steals all season in 38 games. He has made it successfully both times. So 1-0. Fouled away into the on-deck circle. For Prater, just his 16th game with Jupiter this year. 7-for-49, which equates to a 143 average. Two of his 15 hits for doubles. And two for home runs. Slider away. Some visible frustration now for Orellana. He falls behind 2-1. He's temporarily lost consistency of the strike zone. 2-1 pitch. He gets back in the zone, and Prater flies one high in the sky to left, and it's going to be wrangled by McIntosh. Blaine came in a long way, but he had plenty of time to do so. Major League pop out by Sam Prater to shallow left will end the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left aboard. Go to the third, scoreless.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mike Buxton, just 22 pitches through two perfect innings. Face the bottom of the Mets order, DeVincenzo, Martinez, and McIntosh. No scores. We begin the third. First pitch, fastball, nips the corner. Four strike one on DeVincenzo. 0 for 2 in his one game yesterday, game 2. Takes this pitch low, a ball and a strike. Mets enter the game with a 23-41 record on a three-game losing skid. This pitch misses low. As we mentioned last night, late in the broadcast, it's the Mets' first losing streak of this length since over a month ago. That nine-gamer against Daytona and Palm Beach. Been one of the better teams in the FSL for over a month, but just terrible start for them. It's been tough to dig out. Jupiter is 35-30. They've assured themselves a winning half. This pitch misses in the dirt for ball four, and the Mets have their first base runner. It's Kevin DeVincenzo leading off with a walk in the top of the third. And Yaro Martinez will come up.
From San Pedro, Macorís, Dominican Republic, Yaro Martinez.
Meanwhile, Lakeland over in the West Division has won a couple in a row. 26-39 for the Flying Tigers. So the Mets had hopes of catching Lakeland. Not to finish dead last in the FSL in the first half. Not to be. The Mets trying to shrug off yesterday's difficult doubleheader sweep and end the first half on a positive note. Get some momentum before the second half begins tomorrow. Swing and a miss from Martinez. It's one and one. Of course, Palm Beach won the first half on Sunday night when Jupiter lost in Daytona. But somebody, either Jupiter, Daytona, or St. Lucie, will be the next playoff team as DeVincenzo is going to be checked back to first. He is safe. A quicker decision there by the catcher, Prater. He might have had DeVincenzo, who was way off the base.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he just didn't get a good jump or if he slipped or what exactly happened, because he was way past the cut in the grass, and Prater just couldn't fire it away down there to first.
1-2 pitch coming to Martinez. It's a fastball high. Yeah, so either Jupiter, Daytona, or St. Lucie will win the second half and make the playoffs. So given how the Mets have played over the last month, they've been about even, those three teams. This fastball in the dirt. Buxton shaking out his right arm as he's found himself in a full count with Martinez. Vicencio, who's been itching to go, might take off here 3-2. He's on the move. Pitch is grounded foul over towards first base. He'll do it again. Meanwhile, in the West Division, it's Clearwater to the playoffs, winning the first half a couple of weeks ago, but then you got five teams hoping to bid with the other team in the second half. Meet with Clearwater in the playoffs. Pickoff throw. Vicencio is safe. Now Bradenton, Fort Myers, Dunedin, Tampa, and Lakeland all hoping to turn their fortunes around tomorrow as well. Vicencio's running. Pitch is flared into center field. Roberts is there to make the catch. Vicencio halfway goes back. Good effort by Martinez, battling to a full count, but succumbs to the flyout. And we come to the nine man in the order, and Blaine McIntosh. Wonder if Blaine won't try for a bunt here. He's a good bunter. Been in a slump. Got a pitcher who has not given up a hit yet. Although the Hammerheads might expect it. Runner goes. Throw to second base. Will be dropped at short. Vicencio slides in safe. He would have been out. Rodriguez, the shortstop, could not field the one-hop throw from Prater. A very low throw. And the pitcher, Buxton, had to bail out. It would have hit him. Maybe in the kneecap. But they had him with the better catch. Swinging strike time called. We will have a pitch timer violation on the pitcher. Buxton did not beat the pitch clock. Automatic ball one. Make it a 1-1 count. McIntosh grounds this ball out to second. Down to one knee as Sanoha throws to first. Close play. He's out. Very close. Some hesitation by the umpire, Justin Hopkins. It did look like McIntosh was out by a hair. Vicencio makes his way down to third base on the ground ball to the right side. And he's there with two outs for Jet Williams as the Mets try to break a scoreless tie in the top of the third. Slider backs in for a strike. Check took that called third strike on the black that looked like it was off. The ABS system called it a strike. Slider low. Talked about Jet and his propensity to get on base in this series. Here at Roger Dean in the last 2 weeks, he's reached base 21 out of 33 times. Takes this pitch for a strike, and I think Buxton has found a spot to his liking as Jet will use his timeout ahead of the 1-2 pitch. One, two. Jet will bloop it to right field. That's going to get caught. Is that caught or not? Yes. Wow. Diving catch by Chase Luttrell, robbing Jet Williams of a hit. Both right fielders, nice catches to retire the inning with the runner on first base, third base in this game. We remain without a score through two and a half.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Thank you.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jet Williams absolutely robbed of a hit in an RBI by Chase Luttrell, a stumbling, diving catch. Picked that thing just before it hit the ground and right. As there was a fastball low to Noah Williamson, we begin the third inning, the home third, with Williamson at the plate. Williamson swings and foul tips at the high fastball. Well, Williamson started the season on the Jupiter bench. Didn't get a lot of playing time, and when he did, he was a strikeout machine. And he struck out 35 times in 47 at-bats. He went down to the complex side and was promoted back up to start this series. The 35 strikeouts and 42 at-bats. He has three homers. Swings and misses at this pitch. He's a big, burly guy with the short, compact swing, but what we've seen, you just can't time it. Fastball, blew it right by him, a high strike. Williamson chases. His bat speed's not going to catch up to that. And as long as he keeps swinging, pitchers will keep throwing it up there. So that'll complete the first turn through the order for Orellana. He has now struck out four batters the first time through. The only man to get a hit is at the plate now, and Brett Roberts rolled that single up the middle on the ground. It's the game's only hit. He takes a curveball for a strike, a rare curveball from Orellana. The slider just off. Ball and a strike. Breaking ball is popped up in foul territory. Martinez might have room. Trying to navigate his way on the warning track. Snags it for the out. Good read by Martinez. Of course, the Mets have now been here for two straight weeks. They should know the dynamics of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Plus, they were here for week one of the season. Even though Martinez was not with the team at the time. So Roberts out number two. Shaping up to be a potential quick inning for Orellana as he faces Jordan McCants, who chases the high fastball. Curveball too high. This is the Mets' last series here against Jupiter. 3-3 against the Hammerheads the first full week of the season. Hammerheads do have two return trips to Clover Park. This ball is socked into center field. Thomas dives. Did he come up with it? He did. What a play by Rylan Thomas. Sliding catch. Ball popped out of his mitt briefly, but he secured it for the third out. We got outfielders making plays all over the place here early at the Dean. Three innings in the books. No score.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And tonight, joined by Josh Knupp. We had John DeStefano on the broadcast yesterday calling game two. John and Josh will call the game together on Sunday as I will be off. Even broadcasters can get an off day here and there. Just one, though.
Yeah, we did the game last Sunday. That was really fun. Had a good time doing it. Game didn't turn out the way we wanted to, but we'll try it again Sunday, so hopefully everybody will still tune in.
I enjoyed the listen. It was very entertaining. I mean, an 8-8 seven-inning game, that's something you don't really see. Got wonky as Thomas, who just made that great play in center, sliding catch to rob McCants of a hit. He's now in a 1-2 count. And he swings and misses at a fastball at 95. And he's now struck out twice against Ike Buxton, who just mowing through the Mets. That's one out in the fourth. He has not surrendered a hit yet. Of course, it took Luttrell to make that diving play in right to keep him from giving up a hit and a run last inning. As both right fielders have snagged the ball away for a third out, strand a runner on third base. We're that close to a 1-1 game. Here's Reimer. Looking for an eight-game hitting streak for the second time this year. Struck out in the first, and he's in a 2-0 count now. His fastball misses low and away. Swings over the top of a fastball. That has good sink on it. And Reimer's been pretty good at lining up those fastballs, but two big swings, and the ball goes right under the bat. Fast strike at the knees, and it's 2-2. Reimer is batting exactly 400 in his last 21 games. It's a large sample size. Grounds one foul. Makes contact with that hard sinker. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chopper towards short. It's going to be cut off by Lewis, the third baseman. Fumbles with it, throws to first, and barely gets Reimer. And ooh, Reimer, grabbing at his lower back and short-stepping towards the dugout. Yeah, he's in some pain. We'll monitor that. Looked like he might have tweaked something. Yeah, using his right hand to clutch at the lower right part of his back. And little baby steps back into the dugout. So the juggle by Lewis did not cost him an out. Two up, two down. Vincent Perozzo at the plate, and after swinging strike one, he will use his timeout. Early timeout in the at-bat. A one pitch, and he lobs this one out towards short. Takes a weird spinning hop, but fielded cleanly by Rodriguez. Makes the play. It's a 1-2-3 inning. For the third time in 4 innings, for Ike Buxton, he's got a no-hitter through 4. We'll see who happens to come out to play third base for the Mets. Hopefully it's Reimer. We return for the bottom of the 4th. No score.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Well, we feared it would come true, and it did. Jacob Reimer out of the game. Mets have lost their starting third baseman. Looked like he tweaked something. Running into the first base bag, was wincing, walking slowly, short steps towards the dugout, grabbing at that lower right back. And Wilfredo Lara has replaced him at third. So Reimer's hitting streak will end at 7 games. He's 0-2. And with the second half about to start tomorrow, it's terrible news for the Mets. Hopefully, it's all just precautionary. Of course, he makes the second out of the inning, so you really don't have a lot of time to work him out, loosen him up, and try to get him back out there. If he's a DH, you buy some time, but he's a third baseman. You got to keep the game rolling. So Orellana throws his first pitch high to Javier Sanoja. So we hope Jake's okay. Of course, he's been such a crucial piece in this Mets' recent surge. Even on a dark day like yesterday, he gets a couple of hits as a slider goes for a strike. Of course, Junior Tillian promoted after the doubleheader on Sunday against Palm Beach. Well-deserved up to Brooklyn. So the Mets lose a big bat in the middle of the order with him, and now they've lost Reimer as well. Ground ball, diving stop by Vivasencio, but it trickles away into shallow right. Mets second baseman gave a great effort, could not corral that ball. And Sanoja is on base with the leadoff single. So the Mets down Tillian permanently. They're down Reimer for now. They also did not get any replacement for Tillian. They came in with essentially a two-man bench. You don't count Stanley Consuegra, who's on rehab. Stanley not in the lineup today, not going to play today. The Mets have one guy left on the bench. Now playing short-handed. Now they've lost a starter. And that one man on the bench is Fernando Villalobos, backup catcher. Not ideal. Be playing that way. Fastball is outside. Meanwhile, the Mets made two additions to their pitching staff today. Javier Atencio is back. Luis A. Rodriguez is back. Wild throw by Orellana past Martinez, and that will move Sanoja up to second. Errant pickoff throw. Orellana hands on his knees, frustrated at that. Yeah, low throw, couldn't be dug out by Martinez. And now Jupiter has potential first run of the game on second base with nobody out. It's an 0-2 count on Latrell. Heightens the importance of getting him out, the 0-2 count. And he does on the slider. Latrell swings and misses. Apparently that is strike two. Lost track of the count here. Fastball inside at 93. Do balls, two strikes. Is that what we have, Blue? Connor Kroll not showing. Oriana set. Throws a fastball for a called third strike on the corner. Now it is strike three. Fifth strikeout for Douglas Oriana. Crucial out as Sanoha has not advanced. And Lewis will bat. Struck out in the second. 0 for 1. Swing and a miss on the slider. That might have caught a piece of Perozzo on the backswing. So Alfredo Lara is at third base. We'll see how that plays out. He normally is an outfielder, a fairly reliable outfielder. I wouldn't say he's electric out there, but he can handle himself. He's played some second base, and that has not always looked pretty. Runner trying to steal third, but the ball is fouled away. So no hot. Could not be advanced by Latrell, so he's trying to take it into his own hands. Sent back on the foul. It's nothing and two.
I'm interested to see if that was maybe a called hit and run, because it didn't look like he wanted that ball too much. It was just almost like I have to foul it off here kind of swing.
O2 pitches hit high and deep but pulled foul. Paz running out of room. That will land out by the Mets bullpen. Actually bounced from the stands back into the bullpen and hit somebody in the back. Who is that down there? And they're wearing a hoodie. It's hard to tell. Loper, maybe? Jimmy didn't deserve that. O2 pitch again. A nice block. Make a hard slider in the dirt. Perozzo keeps it in front of him. Sanoha remains at second base. They have no score in the bottom of the fourth. One out and the go-ahead run on second base after a single and an errant pickoff throw. And Oriana will spin and look to second. No throw. But Sanoha runs back to the bag. One-two pitch, ground ball to Villavicencio. Down to one knee, throws to first. Martinez has it. Lewis is out. Sanoha down to third base. So here we go again. With the second time in four innings for Oriana. Two outs, runner at third, and a scoreless tie. Got the help of Paz in right field in the first inning to strand the runner. Now he faces Rodriguez, who he struck out in the second inning. Fastball below the knees for ball one. One-oh pitch, breaking ball, grounded to Martinez. Backhand stop, and he will hand that off to Oriana for the third out. Nice play by Martinez. Down to a knee, stops it on the backhand. 3-1 put out, inning over. Sanoha stranded at third. Fifth inning on deck. No score between the Mets and the Hammerheads from Jupiter, Florida.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
I think it's safe to say we have a full-blown pitcher's duel now. We're in the fifth inning, no score. Buxton, no hits, one walk, four strikeouts. As Paz blips one into shallow left, it's Lewis very casually making the play. The third baseman, with his feet on the grass, has it. One pitch, one out for Buxton, as Paz drops to 0-4-2. Orellana, two hits, scoreless, a walk, and five strikeouts. Orellana, 59 pitches. Buxton just threw his 53rd. So we're close to dead even. Jose Hernandez takes a pitch in the dirt. So back to the Mets roster moves today. They added Javier Atencio and Luis A. Rodriguez from the complex. Of course, Atencio was one of the Mets' prize pitchers to start the season. Appeared in seven games for St. Lucie. Was 0-6. He just had a terrible time. His ERA was over 11. They couldn't keep running him out there, so they demoted him to the minor league side. He pitched in a couple of games. Looked like he did okay for the complex team. And now is back. 1-2 pitches away. Luis Rodriguez was brought over a couple of weeks ago at home against Daytona. Was going to be used in an emergency only. And go figure, the emergency came true and had to be used. This ball is shot foul. Well, he's a right-hander. There's also a Luis R. Rodriguez. He's a left-hander. He stayed at the. He's with the complex team. They both pitched, Luis A. and Luis R., last week for the complex team. As this pitch misses low. And at some point, you'd expect Luis R. to make it over to St. Lucie as well, so that won't be confusing. 3-2 coming to Hernandez, and he will pop this one straight up. The catcher, Prater, sees it and makes a basket catch with his hand on the netting behind home plate. Nifty play. Those in the front row got a good look at it. Good adjustment by Prater. That ball didn't have a lot of height to it. Like he didn't see it off the bat and recovered.
That is such a tough play for a catcher to tear off the mask, spin around, find the ball, then get to the spot. A lot of parts that need to be perfect for it, and Prater was perfect on that one.
Brings up Bia Vicencio. He's the only Met to get on base today. Took a walk to lead off the third inning. And the first six were retired. He got on, and now eight in a row have been set down. Swings and misses at this fastball by Buxton, who's been consistent, 94-96. But this is going to be his last inning. Ground ball up the middle. That'll be cut off by Sanoja. Throws across his body for the out. What an appearance and a start by Buxton. A reliever-turned-starter probably done after five no-hit innings. Just over 60 pitches as the Jupiter bullpen was up and warming as that last out was recorded. Halfway home in the final game of the first half, still scoreless between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fifth, 0-0, Orellana's first pitch, fastball strike one to Torin Montgomery. Montgomery drew a walk in the second inning. Only free pass issued by Orellana today. Slider, strike two on the outside corner. Juan Reynoso is throwing in the Jupiter bullpen. He will come on in the sixth. Jupiter needs to get a run this inning to line up Buxton for a win. His changeup is over the plate for a called third strike, letter high. Montgomery caught looking for the first out. That is Orellana's sixth strikeout. Good start to the fifth. Sam Prater next, over one at the fly to left. Fastball inside. Mets are playing their ninth straight road game. Oh, this ball's cracked deep left center field by Prater, and that's going to sail out. A home run. Orellana furious immediately after it was hit. Threw his glove down as Prater rocks one out to deep left center, a solo home run, and the Hammerheads have the lead, 1-0. That was a shot. Right away, Orellana knew it. And the light-hitting catcher for the Hammerheads provides the offensive spark Jupiter was looking for. Prater's third home run. Again, he only had 15 hits all season. That's number 16. Rihanna throws a strike to Williamson. And a slider just off the plate. Slider fouled away, and that one caught a piece of the Mets catcher, Perozzo. Home run came on a fastball at 92 miles per hour and was located middle in. 105 miles an hour off the bat. 28-degree launch angle went 410 feet. I'm skeptical on that one. I was skeptical yesterday as well on a home run out to left center. Ground ball to third. Chance for Lara. Sets his feet. Fires a rocket to first. Right there for the out. Well done by Wilfredo Lara. Relatively easy one for him to start with. Hard hit right at him. Didn't have a lot of time to think. Almost took one too many steps. Gets off a good throw. Retiring Williamson. Again, Jacob Reimer out of the game at third base after coming up lame. Running to first base on a ground out back in the fourth. First pitch to Brett Roberts is a strike as we start to go through the lineup for a third time with Orellana on the mound. Roberts a single and a pop out. Change up for a strike at 83, and it's nothing in two. Slider too high. Not a bad pitch, 0-2. One-two pitch, swung on and missed the changeup about 3 feet outside. For some reason, Roberts chased it. Nice catch by Perozzo. And that will get Orellana through five innings. But the fastball misplaced winds up over the left field wall for a Prater home run. Jupiter has the lead, 1-0 after five. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mike Buxton is out of the game after five no-hit innings. Again, that is not a surprise. A guy who was starting the season as a reliever, making his second start, pitched 63 pitches. In five innings, no hits, no runs, a walk, four strikeouts. 41 of those 63 pitches for strikes. So Juan Reynoso takes over with the 1-0 lead. Throws a ball and then a strike to Yarel Martinez. So maybe a new pitcher will wake up the bats for the Mets, as Juan Reynoso is a pitcher who has struggled this season. Just 19 years old from the Dominican Republic. Throws a pitch too low at 86. Two balls and a strike. Little guy, 6 foot, 165. This is game number 12 for him, relief appearance number 7. A nubber out towards short, tough play, and it will be eaten. And it goes under the glove, actually, of the shortstop, Rodriguez. He never had it. That's going to wind up as an infield hit for Martinez. And that's how the no-hitter is broken up. The soft single out towards short. Rodriguez could not gather it with the glove. And Martinez is on base. The no-hitter is gone, and the Mets have the tying run aboard.
That's always how the first hit of a no-hitter late-ish into a game happens. It's never hard hit. It's always something. And as a pitcher, it's so aggravating, whether that's combined or whether you've thrown the whole five innings. Or
I heard one fan down below say, oh, you really got a hold of that one. I can assure you he did not, and I think Yarrow would agree that he did not get a hold of that ball. He got it past the mound, which did the trick. Now McIntosh takes a ball high. It's 2-0 on Blaine. I was thinking, is Blaine going to bunt now? It would seem like an opportunity to move Martinez up with a 2-0 count. Better off just standing pat. Reynoso's pitch gets in for a strike. McIntosh taking all the way. Reynoso 2-4 at the 7.9 ERA. He does have strikeout stuff, 37 Ks in 27 innings. 1-1 pitch is too high, 3 balls and a strike. Mets face Reynoso on April 14th, beat him, only gave up 1 hit, but he walked 7 in 3 1/3 innings, 4 runs allowed. Maybe the Mets' plan is to wait him out. 3-1 pitch to McIntosh, swings and misses, it's a full count. Mets face Reynoso again on May 4th at Clover Park, tagging for 3 hits, 6 more walks, and 5 runs in 3 innings. Payoff pitch, and it's grounded up the middle. Could be 2. Rodriguez steps on second, throws to first, double play.
Yeah, that
easy
was,
one for Rodriguez.
Yeah, that was pretty tailor-made.
Hard-hit ground ball right over the mound into the waiting glove of Rodriguez standing right beyond second base. All he had to do was field it, step, and throw, and he did. And that changes the dynamic of this inning in a hurry. Rings up Jet, and he takes a strike. Pitch was a strike to McIntosh, so he did the right thing by swinging. And that close to having first and second, no outs. Said the other way around. Nobody on. 2 down. Williams in a 1-1 count. Jet robbed of a hit in the third inning. Diving catch by Luttrell to rob Jet of a hit and a run. Takes this pitch high. Jupiter leads 1-0 on the strength of the Sam Prater solo shot last inning. Changeup misses low. 3 balls and a strike. Back-to-back 3-ball counts. Williams will take a fastball high, ball 4. So 3 batters in the inning, 2 have reached. Double play, of course, has helped Reynoso's cause. Reynoso this season now issued his 35th walk in 28 innings. Yikes. It's Ryland Thomas, who's been on a good run, but tough night tonight after a tough day yesterday. 1-for-6 yesterday, 2 at-bats, 2 strikeouts today. Moved up to the 2-hole where last week he had a 4-hit game against Palm Beach here at the Dean. 1-0 pitch is outside, 2 balls and no strikes. And Vlar waiting on deck. Reynoso gathers the ball back. Throws one high and in. Ooh, a strike. Ryland Thomas sold it as a ball that was going to maybe hit him in the arm. 2 balls and a strike. Pitch home is grounded right side. That's going to squeak through for a base hit. Williams makes the turn. He's going to third base. Here's the throw by Luttrell. It's cut off by Rodriguez, the shortstop. A base hit for Ryland Thomas has set the Mets up with runners at the corners. Down a run with 2 outs in the 6th. The second hit of the game, the second hit this inning. This one cleaned the outfield. Squeaking by Sanoha. The second baseman gave it a lunge, but out of his reach. And Wilfredo Lara, batting in the spot of the injured Jacob Reimer, will come to the plate looking to tie the game. First pitch, he gets tied up on a fastball. Strike 1. Good news for the Mets, even if they don't score this inning. 3 batters getting on base this inning out of 4. Fastball just missed away. Good eye.
course, the Mets also have to be very aware that with Reynoso and his command struggles, the Jets got to be ready to tear off her home plate on a ball that gets away. 1-1 pitch, strike on the inside corner. Grimace by Lara. Lara's in the midst of a slump here. He's only hitting .233 now on the season. Got off to that torrid start, but has cooled. Still leads the team with 7 bombs, despite not being here the entire month of April. 1-2 pitch coming from Reynoso, and he strikes out Lara. Ball gets away. First base occupied, and that is the inning. Now, tough break for the Mets as Lara strikes out on the dirt ball. Tying run stranded 90 feet away. No runs, a couple of hits, no errors. 2 stranded. Bottom of the 6th is next. Jupiter 1, St. Lucie nothing.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Best tailgate.
Blew right through the stop sign there, but we're back. With Jupiter in front 1-0 on the Prater home run. 2 innings now in the game. Jupiter has stranded the tying run, or a run for the Mets at third base. Douglas Orellana out for a 6th inning, giving the Mets some length here. Of course, he went 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs last week here at the Dean. Today, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. Throws a strike to McCants, and it's a ball and a strike count. Swing and a miss on the pitch in the dirt, the curveball. Is inside 2-2. Breaking ball, nubbed out towards Orellana. He'll field it, run it halfway to first. Quick underhand toss to Martinez for the out. That retires McCants. McCants now 0-for-3 against Orellana today. One down in the 6th inning. I'd say what, Josh? Orellana's done a good job getting the first guy of the inning out. Makes things so much easier. It's 4 out of 6 times now. Tying the leadoff batter. And even the 2 innings he didn't, leadoff batter got to second with no outs. He held them off base.
Well, both times that he allowed the leadoff runner on, the next batter was a strikeout. And so there was no ability to advance. Beyond that point, and so they're stranded at second with only one away.
Fastball low to Sanohat. It's 1-1 to
the Jupiter second baseman who's batting third. He has grounded out and singled. Ground ball, right side. Martinez will glove it. He's got to pitch it to Orellana, who finds the bag just in the nick of time. Only Martinez ranging far away from first base to backhand that ball. And then took a while to dump it off to Orellana. But he did. It's good teamwork. The second 3-1 putout in the game. So 1-3 and 3-1 are the putouts this inning. Orellana's retired all four he's faced since he gave up that home run to Prater. Saw the replay of that home run, and Orellana, as soon as it was hit, spun around, crouched down, and slammed his mitt on the mound. He knew it. Just a mistake pitch. He tried to get it inside, just did not get it far enough. A scoreless game. One hurts more than usual. Here's Luttrell, who takes a curveball for ball one. And then a curveball for strike one. Jupiter remains up 1-0, two outs, nobody on in the home sixth inning. Foul tip or strike two. Been playing for just about an hour and 18 minutes now. Flying right along on the last day of the first half. Breaking ball is served into center field, shallow. Mets converging. It's Villavicencio, the second baseman, making the play about 30 feet into center field. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Orellana. He's pitched great. Six innings, one run, one walk, seven strikeouts. See if the offense can bail him out. Going to the seventh in a 1-0 Jupiter lead.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No. Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There's activity in the Mets bullpen. Might have seen the last of Douglas Orellana, 85 pitches. Probably so. He did his part, that's for sure. Now the offense needs to step up against Reynoso. Vincent Perozzo at the plate takes a ball. And then another. About perfect night for baseball. We started in cloudy conditions with the temperature in the low 80s. It's now dipped into the high 70s. High wispy clouds. Last bit of sunshine stretching across into right field. A nice way to end the half after disastrous weather in the first half. It's a 2-1 count on Perozzo, and he will take it off the plate 3-1. Again, the good news for the Mets in the sixth inning, although they did not score, three out of five made it on base. There was a double play in there that helped Reynoso get away unscathed. Perozzo swings and misses at a fastball at 90, and it is a full count. Reynoso, the way he's pitched this year, probably asking a lot for him to go four shutout innings, even though the Mets offense has cooled off the last few days. Pitch is low for ball four. Mets have the leadoff man on. Second walk in four batters by Reynoso. It's been the story of his year. Just not a consistent strike thrower. I'm sure makes it tough on Nelson Prada, the manager for Jupiter, trying to navigate a 1-0 lead. The pitcher doesn't throw strikes. Karell Paz is 0-2. And he swings at a high fastball for strike one. Reynoso delivers. It's a fastball foul back for strike two. In that Mets bullpen, it's Luis Montas. That'll be his second rehab appearance coming up in the bottom of the seventh. He's a good one. 0-2 on Paz. And he will sock one into left field. Williamson spies it, jogging in, puts it away for out number one. Paz drops to 0-4-3. And that will give way to Jose Hernandez. 0-2 with the ground out to third and a pop out foul territory to the catcher, Prater. 1-0 Hammerheads, one out, top of the seventh, tying run on first. Pitches down and away, a fastball at 92. Ball one. Fastball backs right into the zone for a strike. 1-1 count. Fastball lined into left center on the run. Diving try, and it's missed by Roberts. Going to third base and making it safely as Perozzo. Hernandez into second. It's going to be, it looks like, a double for Jose Hernandez. Not sure why. After that ball was missed by Roberts and backed up by Williamson, Rodriguez, the shortstop, cut it off. Because that throw looked like he was heading to the third for a bang-bang play at the bag with Perozzo. But Rodriguez jumped up, got a piece of the relay, piece of the cutoff throw, and it trickled away. Now we'll have a visit on the mound. Boy, it was nearly a great catch by Roberts. Thought he had it. Dove to his right. Maybe caught a piece, but it got by him. Hernandez was fired up, motioning to the Mets dugout after that big hit. Now the Mets have the tying run 90 feet away. The go-ahead run on second base with one out in the seventh for Kevin Villavicencio. He's found himself in this spot several times this year. Has come through sometimes, other times not. Let's see what he has right now. It's a walk and a ground out today. He socks one left field. That's going to Chase Williamson all the way to the wall. Tying run is in. Hernandez coming home. He will score to give the Mets the lead. A two-run double by Kevin Villavicencio on the first pitch. 2-1 St. Lucie.
Well, it just seemed like it was going to be a matter of when the Mets get on the board, not if. And finally, they come through here in the seventh. Good news, maybe bad news, I don't know. For the first time since Friday, this isn't a seven-inning game, so this isn't it. They do have to play the full nine, but we do have a lead, which is nice to see.
That'll do it for Juan Reynoso. And he made the boo-boo of walking the leadoff hitter late with the one-run lead. That cost him. New reliever coming in for Jupiter. We'll have that on the other side of the break. The Mets in front for the first time today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yuri Montero is the new pitcher for Jupiter. Inherits a runner on second and one out. Yarel Martinez is at the plate for the Mets, who have just taken a 2-1 lead in the seventh inning. Scoreless through five. Rather through four. Mets down 1-0 after five. Now gone in front. DeVicencio the hero, as we have a pitch timer violation on Montero, and that is a direct effect of DeVicencio distracting him, dancing off of second base, drawing that long gaze. So Montero begin with a 1-0 count. First pitch home is a fastball away to Martinez, who broke up the Jupiter no-hitter with the leadoff infield single in the sixth. Flair into left. Williamson on the move. Will make the catch. We're out number two. Strong throw back to the infield. Will keep DeVicencio at second base. Two down. Scorekeeping update for you. Some housekeeping here. Hernandez credited with a single earlier in this inning and advanced to second on the throw. So no double. Blaine McIntosh at the plate, and he will check his swing. Ball one, no appeal. McIntosh looking for a two-out hit to give the Mets a two-run lead. Slices one deep and foul. Ball and a strike. Blaine today 0 for 2 with the ground ball. Out in the third, and he hit into a double play in the sixth inning. Checks his swing on appeal, held up, according to the base umpire Justin Hopkins. Two balls and a strike. Montero, 21-year-old right-hander, looks back to second, pitches home, and it's inside for ball three. Montero making his 14th relief appearance. Does have a couple of saves this year and a 1-0 record, 5.21 ERA. Spent all season with the Hammerheads. 3-1 pitch. McIntosh will take low for ball four. And down to first, Blaine goes. It's first and second for Jet Williams. Jet robbed of a hit in the third, drew a walk in the sixth. So on a night when there's not much offense, he's had a couple of nice plate appearances, even the strikeout in the first inning. I don't think either of us blame him for not swinging at that third strike. Looked off. See if he can come up with a hit here with two on and two outs. Mets leading by a run. He takes a fastball away. Fastball, no good. Fans not happy. Montero, this is his third game against the Mets. The other two appearances, pitched 2 2/3, 3 hits and 3 runs. To Williams is lined into right field for a base hit. It's hit very sharply. Runner being waved in. Here's the throw to the plate, and that's going to be in time. Latrell throws home a great one-hop strike, and it gets Villavicencio at the plate. An aggressive send by Yuki De La Cruz, but with two outs, you almost have to do it. Now Jett with a sharp single, almost too sharp. Latrell, a nice throw home, and the one-hop gets Villavicencio at the plate. That will end the seventh inning for the Mets at the plate, but they do get the two-run double by Villavicencio. 2-1 St. Lucie at the stretch.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Exciting game to finish the first half between the Mets and the Hammerheads. 2-1 Mets lead. Luis Montas now on the mound for the Mets, replacing the starter Douglas Orellana, who is in line for a victory. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. 1 walk and 7 strikeouts for Orellana. He pitched brilliantly. Gave up a 1-out home run to Sam Prater in the 5th and retired the next 5 to end his outing. So retired 9 in a row in his last outing to finish out before cramping up and leaving. 5 in a row today. And now Montas into the game, nursing a 1-run advantage. Still a long ways to go in this one. Ian Lewis, the batter. Montas, one of my favorite pitchers since we've come out of the canceled pandemic season. So impressive in 2021 for Reed Berniak's St. Lucie Mets. Finished up that season in Brooklyn. Missed all of last year due to injury. Is on the rehab path right now. He's fallen behind 2-0 to Lewis. Lewis pulls one deep right field. That ball is going to land into the middle. Paz on the run. Wow. Karel Paz disappears from view deep into the right field corner, robbing a hit from Lewis, and he has not reappeared. Where'd he go? Is he okay? Here he comes. And the wall juts out down in the corner. We can't see. I didn't know if he ran through an open gate or just banged up the wall and hurt himself. And he's back in right field now. He saved a couple of hits today. Here's a ground ball out to Villavicencio. He goes quick, and he gets the out off the bat of Rodriguez. Slow roller. Vicencio makes the play. So they got two quick outs in the home seventh inning. Well defended plays by the Mets. You go back to that last play of the top of the seventh. Jet Williams, sharp single right field. Luttrell throws out Vicencio. Luttrell basically had the ball in his mitt before Vicencio was even at third. That was a super aggressive send. I think Yuki De La Cruz is banking on a bad throw or a miscatch by Prater. And there was neither. Vicencio actually made it a closer play than it should have been. But the point is that that's twice now that Jet has hit a ball to right field that Luttrell has prevented a run on. Made a diving catch early in the game against Jet to keep the Mets from scoring. And even with the single there by Jet, Luttrell throws a runner out at home plate. And he's taken away two RBIs from Jet tonight. 1-1 pitch coming to Montgomery. It's in the dirt. Breaking news in sports. San Antonio Spurs selected Victor Wembanyama.
Is that really breaking? Come on now.
Well, technicality. They were going to take him.
Breaking is going to be who goes to. That's breaking.
And a line drive, right field pass, makes another catch. Knee high on the run. It's the night of Correll Paz in right field as he robs Montgomery of a hit. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Montas in his second rehab game. Eighth inning coming up from Roger Dean. Mets lead 2-1.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB tonight, every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight, every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And joined by Josh Knupp tonight. Getting late, not in the night, but in the game. 2-1 Mets lead. Yuri Montero will continue to pitch. Got a great assist from his right fielder Luttrell to get out of trouble last inning. Only threw 3 of his 10 pitches for strikes while replacing Reynoso. Here's Ryland Thomas, who's 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and a single. He squares to bunt, pulls back in on appeal, got back in time. Ball one. Some final pitching lines for you. Well, just one. Reynoso, an inning and a third, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. As this ball is slashed foul. One one to the backstop. Thomas had to jump back out of the way. 2 balls and a strike. Allen's got that batting average over 300. 304 exactly after that hit in the sixth inning. Had a 3-hit game last week and a 4-hit game. Takes this ball low, and it's 3 balls and a strike. I tell you, give credit to the Mets. They were being no hit through 5 innings, but they have not pressed. They've taken a lot of close pitches since. That has helped in their factor, but this ball is flied into center. center fielder see it? Yes, Roberts is there. I don't know if he saw it initially in the twilight. The way the shortstop Rodriguez ran out, almost to assist him. Thomas drops to 1-for-4. Brings up Wilfredo Lara, who's 0-for-2 in the game. Or correction, 0-for-1 in the game. Reimer was 0-for-2, left with injury. Looked like he maybe tweaked his back or maybe a hamstring going over first base. Since we're already playing slightly shorthanded, now definitely. This pitch is a strike to Lara and then a ball. 1-1. Slider swung on a miss, a ball and two strikes. One, two, fastball grounded towards short. Rodriguez scoops it left side, throws on the move, and retires Lara by plenty. Two up, two down in the top of the eighth. Other scores from around the Florida State League today as everybody's playing the last game of the first half. Bradenton and Lakeland played at 11 a.m. Lakeland won 13-4. Fort Myers beat Tampa 2-0 in game one of a doubleheader. Tampa leads 6-3 in game number two. Games in the bottom of the sixth. Clearwater has a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the seventh at Dunedin. Palm Beach and Daytona says postponed. Ground ball in the middle by Perozo. Base hit. Perozo with a two-out knock. He's made it on safely in two consecutive innings now. Well, that's interesting. Daytona and Palm Beach, it lists as postponed. But since this was the last day of the first half, I think it should be a cancellation, not a postponement. You can't do a doubleheader tomorrow and count one of the games towards the first half, can you? And the second game towards the second half? Not sure. It's not going to really matter, but it's just a curiosity factor. Paz flies a ball into left field, easily handled by Williamson. It's an 0-for-4 night for Paz. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded in the top of the eighth inning. Good inning for Montero. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Mets nursing a 2-1 lead.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Just to clear up a thought on that Daytona-Palm Beach game, it's listed as postponed. Checking in on the Daytona Twitter, it's canceled. My suspicion was correct. Canceled game won't be made up since it's the last game of the first half. No doubleheader for those two teams tomorrow. Here, it's 2-1 Mets in the bottom of the eighth inning. Luis Montas out for a second inning of work. Made quick work of Jupiter in the seventh inning. 1-2-3 on just eight pitches. And he starts with the high fastball to Sam Prater. He checked his swing. Ball one. Last time Prater was up, he homered. Broke a scoreless tie with that home run. Mets have scored twice since for a 2-1 lead. There's a called strike. 1-1. Well, Montas, that inning in the seventh, basically summed up his time in St. Lucie in 2021. He, not a big strikeout guy. He just gets outs, and he gets them fast. And he misses away. 2021 with St. Lucie. Three holds, seven saves, went 5-0, and 19 relief appearances. An 0.90 ERA as he gets a foul tip here. He struck out 29 in 30 innings, so that, you know, that's one per inning. That's good for a reliever, but that's not overpowering. Just gets outs. Two coming to Prater. And he dribbles one out in front of home plate. That's a foul ball. Oh, Perozzo tried to pick it up. Too much backspin. Almost stayed on the line.
That was very weird. Kind of just stuck to the ground right there. Never really hopped or anything. Just deadened itself right there in front of home plate.
Ended up in the left-hand batter's box. Slider called, third strike. Prater takes it on the black at the knees. Perfectly placed pitch. ABS had it in the zone. One down. How about this? Jupiter does not have a base runner since that Prater home run. They didn't have a base runner the four batters prior. This has been a lockdown effort by Montas and Oriana before him. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball by Williamson. So this is a very similar situation to what the Mets faced yesterday in Game 1. Pitches low to Williamson. Ball and a strike. It's amazing how baseball keeps giving you opportunities to right yourself. The Mets yesterday had a 2-1 lead in the sixth inning of a seven-inning game. Couldn't hold it in that second-to-last inning. Well, they're in the second-to-last inning tonight. Same score, 2-1 lead, trying to hold. As Williamson takes a slider for strike two.
It's really been a nice mix of good pitching and good defense here from the Mets, with some nice plays by Paz out and right. Bill Vincencio has made a couple of nice plays as well.
Line drive, base hit into right field. Now the crowd, for whatever reason, absolutely loves it.
I believe it's probably just because it's late enough that the alcohol is kicking in. That every hit just seems bigger than...
It is a thirsty Thursday. They'd also had to wait a long time. Almost nine straight retired. So that poke by Williamson, and that's what it was, just a poke in the right field. So the tying run at first base. Williamson a short lead. Ground ball out to Lara. Throws to second for one. Vivasencio's rocket to first in time for a double play. Had to go fast with the speedy Roberts, the leadoff man. 5-4-3. And think about who started that turn. Lara, new to third base, filling in for Reimer. Beautifully done. That'll get the Mets out of any trouble. Two scoreless innings by Montas. Ninth inning is next. Mets looking for insurance with the 2-1 lead.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Evan Taylor becomes the third reliever for the Hammerheads tonight. Handle the ninth inning. Mets leading 2-1. Jose Hernandez, Kevin Villavicencio, Yarel Martinez, the scheduled hitters against the lefty Taylor. Mets trying to add to their 2-1 lead before the bottom of the ninth, where it will be Luke Bartnicki trying to close it out. A flare into right field, a base hit for Hernandez. First pitch swinging, bloops it into right field for his second hit tonight, his second in three innings. He's 2-for-4. He continues to impress after not getting a ton of playing time. He stays ready. Here's Villavicencio, the man of the hour for the Mets at the plate. Go-ahead two-run double in the seventh inning. Thrown out at the plate later in the inning, trying to score to make it 3-1. It's been robbed of two more runs tonight by Chase Luttrell in right field on a diving catch and that outfield assist. There's a fastball too high from Taylor. Taylor, 22 years old from Florence, Alabama. Ninth round draft pick last year by Miami. This is his 24th relief appearance. But this, he's finished 21 games. Here's a line drive, just foul, and it almost grazed the mitt of the first baseman. And if that had grazed the mitt while he's standing in fair territory, that's a fair ball, but Montgomery apparently had missed. Lines up in the Mets' bullpen. For the 1-1, throw goes to first. Hernandez is safe. Now Taylor, 23 relief appearances, 21 games finished, 9 saves, and 10 opportunities. So he is the late inning, last inning man for Jupiter. His first appearance of this series. As they won in a walk-off on yesterday, game one. Did not need to use him with the 17-0 lead in game two. Two-one pitch is floated foul into the stands. Over the roof of Roger Dean. Roger Dean, it's a low-lying stadium. It doesn't rise high into the sky like it does at Clover Park. It doesn't take much to send one over the roof and out into the street. Abacoa neighborhood. There's a shot into center field. That's going to chase back Roberts, but he will get there. Hauls in a long, loud out from Kevin Villavicencio. One down in the top of the ninth. I think he just missed the sweet spot. There's Yarel Martinez. He's working on a 1-for-3 night. Infield hit to break up a no-hitter in the sixth. Mets are now up to 7 hits. As soon as they got Buxton out of the game, they went to work against this Jupiter bullpen. Lefty-lefty matchup. This is going to be tough for Martinez. Throw goes to first. Hernandez back in safely. Halo looking in. Pitch clock winds down to 3 seconds. He gets it off with two. And slider misses low for ball one.
You mentioned it a couple innings ago, though. These hits are courtesy of really good plate discipline by the Mets. They're not going at anything that's just off, just down. They have been really, really disciplined around here, and that's why I think they've turned this game around.
Called strike on the corner. Martinez patiently taking it. 1-1 count. This is the fifth time Taylor has faced the Mets. He's not allowed to run in the previous four outings. And this ball bounced up. Did that hit Martinez in the face? He did. He swung at it, pulled it foul onto the dirt. It pops up and hits him on the chin. And here comes Anthony Oliveri, the Mets head trainer. Luis Rivera, first base coach, is with us this week, is going to come down as well. I think Martinez should be fine and it will not require much more attention. He's going to stay in. Gosh, of course, the Mets already losing Reimer tonight via injury. Don't know to what extent. Hopefully not too bad. Mets left them with a one-man bench in Villalobos. Figure the Mets will be getting some kind of assistance tomorrow. And there's a swing and a miss on a slider away. We're out number two.
Really nice pitch by Taylor there. Starting the slider on the outside corner, and by the time you start that swing, you're just along for the ride at that point, sweeping you away.
Let's see if Blaine McIntosh learned anything from that experience with Martinez. He's another lefty. First pitch comes home, and it's a fastball for a strike. Well, meanwhile, you'll have Bartnicki, the Mets lefty, on the mound trying to close out the bottom of the ninth, and he will have two lefties in the first three batters. Face when we get there. Called strike two. McIntosh must swing the bat now. Taylor set for the 0-2 and instead will throw to first. Hernandez easily walks back in. Hernandez singled on the first pitch of the inning, but is still at first base now with two outs. O-2 pitch, a wipeout slider, but McIntosh will lay off. We've been playing for exactly 2 hours now. We've got two outs in the top of the ninth of a 2-1 game with the Mets in front. And dominated by good pitching, and maybe even better defense by these two teams. Taylor, a long look to first. Pitch clock down to three. There was a fastball home, ball two. No errors for Jupiter. Mets one error was an errant pickoff throw by starter Orellana. We have had several highlight reel plays on both sides. 2-2 pitch is spoiled foul. Jupiter got its one run on a solo home run by Prater, the catcher, in the fifth. And that's two runs on a two-run double by Aviv Asensio in the seventh. Set up by a walk and a Jose Hernandez hit. McIntosh will use his timeout. So if Taylor's going to work that pitch clock all the way down to 2 seconds. McIntosh is going to wait and then use the time. Now he's back in. 2-2 pitch. It's a top chopper towards second. Sanoha goes the short route to second. Rodriguez is there waiting for it. That forces out Hernandez, the fielder's choice for McIntosh. Inning over. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man left. Mets trying to end the first half with the win. They are three outs away, clinging to a 2-1 lead.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's the lefty Luke Bartnicki trying to close out a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth. He will face the 2-3 and 4 hitters in the Hammerheads order, starting with the lefty McCants, then the righty Sanoha, and then the lefty Latrell. Ian Lewis, a switch hitter, bats after that, and after that, Christian Rodriguez, another lefty. So the table is set for Bartnicki. Have some pitching matchup advantages, lefty-lefty, starting right now with McCants, who's 0-3. First pitch laid in for strike one. Last time we saw Bartnicki was right here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, struggling against Palm Beach, but ended up getting a win in the wildest game of the year, an 8-7 victory last Thursday. And misses with a slider low, a ball and a strike. Foul tip for strike two. McCants 0-3 tonight. All three of those outs, a strikeout, line out, and ground out against Orellana, the starter. Montas went two scoreless innings, faced the minimum, thanks to that inning-ending double play in the eighth inning off the bat of Roberts. Breaking ball, grounded, foul. Pass first. McCants stays alive. Bartnicki does have two saves this season, and he's not in an unfamiliar spot. A 1-2 pitch, breaking ball is hit into right. Paz spears it for the out. Another just line drive, hot off the bat to Paz, like a magnet out there. Can't. Frustrated that ball would not get down. He could not have hit it any better.
It's so weird. Any ball that has been hit to right tonight has just hung up in the air, and Paz has been able to get underneath it. Had some nice defensive plays out there.
Javier Sanoha lunges with the bunt try. Whiffs. That is swinging strike one. Maybe trying to challenge Wilfredo Lahr at third base. Or his first game at third. Emergency substitution for the injured Reimer. Here's a fly into right. Paz runs in, and he makes a shoe-top catch. Oh, he does! Wow! Karell Paz, can you believe it? Running in, a last-second lean forward, and plucks it right off of his shoelaces for the second out. The umpire, Justin Hopkins, leaning in, saw the whole thing. The Karell Paz right field game.
Put it on the scouting report. Don't hit it to Paz and right.
Two down. Last hope is Latrell. And he takes a called strike. Of course, Latrell is the Jupiter right fielder. He's had a great game as well, but certainly overshadowed by Paz's splendid play. He pokes one to left. McIntosh runs in. He nabs it for the out, and the ball game is over. Mets win. 1-2-3, bottom of the ninth, recorded by Luke Bartnicki. He got some great help by his defense in the corner outfield. And the Mets bounce back from yesterday's ugliness with a 2-1 victory. That is how the first half ends in the victory column. A win for the Mets on this Thursday night at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. What a well-pitched game by Orellana, Montas, and Bartnicki. And it was Kevin Villavicencio to the rescue on offense with the crucial two-run double in the seventh inning. That proved to be the difference. And also Karel Paz in right field. Well, you add up all the hits that he took away tonight, Jupiter might have three, four, maybe five runs. Winning pitcher tonight is Douglas Orellana. Losing pitcher, Juan Reynoso. Luke Bartnicki gets his third save. Mets happy high five line finishing up between the mounds and the dugout. The series is now 2-1 in favor of Jupiter. The Mets get the last laugh in the first half. It was a rough first half, no doubt. The Mets end it with a 24-41 record. There's one canceled game in there. But with the exception of the last three games that they lost, 16-8, 3-2, and 17-0, they had played really well the last few weeks. And hopefully they can use tonight and what happened the last few weeks as momentum into the second half, which will begin anew tomorrow. We'll take a break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up the Mets' 2-1 victory in Jupiter.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald, Josh Knupp with you from atop the action, the second floor broadcasting booth. Wrapping up another Mets win, 2-1. Mets snapping a three-game losing streak in which all three games in the losing streak were seven-inning contests where the Mets gave up 36 runs, 16, 3, and 17. They only had to pitch six innings each of the 3 days. But baseball is a crazy game. Tonight, they go nine innings and give up just one run. That's baseball, Susan. Let's go over the scoring summary. There was really nothing until the fifth inning when Sam Prater crushed a solo home run on a fastball out to left field with one out. That gave Jupiter a 1-0 lead and gave a little bit of offense to the starter, Ike Buxton, who had tossed five no-hit innings, made him the pitcher of record at the moment. But in the seventh inning, the Mets got to the reliever Juan Reynoso, who they've roughed up this season multiple times. So Vincent Perozzo took a leadoff walk in the seventh. Jose Hernandez, a one-out single into left field, set up runners at second and third. When Brett Roberts couldn't make the diving catch, Kevin Villavicencio then came up, first pitch swinging, bounces a double all the way to the wall in left field. That brought in Perozzo, for the tie, Hernandez for the lead, and it was 2-1 Mets at the end of the seventh. And really, Jupiter did next to nothing after that home run by Prater. They went down 1-2-3 in the sixth inning against Orellana. They went down 1-2-3 in the seventh against Montas. They got a one-out single against Montas in the eighth, but that was erased on a double play. And Bartnicki gets through the ninth inning, three batters, nine pitches. That was some dominant stuff by the Mets on the mound tonight. Taking a look at the box score for the Mets, two runs on seven hits, one error. Again, they did not have any hits through the first five innings. One run, four hits, no errors for Jupiter. Hitters in the game for the Mets, Jet Williams went 1-for-3, Thomas went 1-for-4, Reimer 0-for-2, injured. We did see him. He was walking very gingerly after the game in that high five line. So that does not bode well for getting into the game tomorrow. We shall see. Peroso went 1-for-3 with a walk and a run. Hernandez, the only multi-hit game, he went 2-for-4. Vivasencio, a walk, the two-run double, went 1-for-3. Martinez went 1-for-4. For Jupiter, the hit's coming from Roberts, the leadoff man. He got a hit as the first batter of the game for Jupiter. Sanoja got a hit. Prater, a home run, his third. And Williamson got a single in the eighth. Pitchers in the game, Orellana, the win for the Mets. He's 3-2. On the season now, he lowered his ERA to 3.65. Six innings, three hits, one run, one walk, and seven strikeouts. Looked dominant for a long stretch. Montas, his first hold. Two scoreless innings, faced the minimum, one hit, no walks, one strikeout. Bartnicki, a perfect ninth for his third save. Jupiter Buxton, that's a tough no decision. Five no-hit innings, no runs, a walk, four strikeouts. Lowered his season ERA to 1.17. Reynoso, an inning in the third, four hits, two runs, two walks, and a strikeout to take the loss. That's his first blown save, and he's now got a 2-5 record. Yuri Montero, an inning and two-thirds, two hits, no runs, and Taylor, a scoreless ninth inning with a hit and a strikeout, wraps it up for Jupiter. Ball game played in just 2 hours and 7 minutes. Gotta love that. Weather free, no issues, and attendance was 563 baseball loving souls here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Just a great night for baseball here. We kind of mentioned it throughout the game, throughout the post game here. Great pitching on both sides, great defense on both sides. For the Mets, this is how you want to end the first half. You're doing a lot of things right that you struggled with in the beginning. We've made some really good progress so far. You got to be excited for the second half. If you look back just a couple weeks ago, the expectation to make the playoffs wasn't really there. Now it's starting to come around. We're getting excited for this team here. Seeing a lot of growth, which is great to see in the minors. I would say the theme of the night tonight, don't hit it to right field. Latrell, a couple great plays for Jupiter. Paz, a lot of great plays, saving a lot of runs. This game could have been 5-4, 6-5. Instead, it's 2-1, and most of that's courtesy of them.
I think you summed it up great, Josh, with the game and just the overall picture of the Mets. We know that Palm Beach has won the first half, so it's either going to be Jupiter, Daytona, or St. Lucie claiming the second half. And you look at those two teams, those three teams right now, they're all really playing about the same for about a month stretch. I think Daytona's maybe the warmest right now. Nobody's super hot. But, yeah, it's going to be fun in the second half. I think Palm Beach is going to start to lose some players. Jupiter, we just saw Jorge Caballero got called up yesterday for the Mets. Junior Tillian got called up on Sunday. You know, Daytona's got a lot of top prospects that they might have to move on. A couple of guys up to high A Dayton. So certainly some roster movement coming across the Mets organization and across the Florida State League and really all organizations in the next few days as the first half wraps up. The second half begins. The draft is upon us within a month now. So that's going to be exciting, and it all starts anew tomorrow. Everybody's record, at least in the second half, is going to be 0-0. Of course, we will maintain overall records. But tomorrow, for the Mets, as far as they're concerned, the new half, 0-0, a chance to win and get to first place. Well, folks, and tomorrow's game is going to be a 6:30 start. There's no break in between halves. It's We're just rolling right into game four of this series, game one of the half, 6:30 first pitch on a Friday night. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 6:20. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Jupiter, the St. Lucie Mets 2, the Hammerheads 1. For Josh Knupp, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. We hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.